Some people demonize others to conquer or control them.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Early slaveholders demonized Africans to justify enslaving them. For 250 years, 4 million Africans were demonized by reclassifying them as chattel slaves. Slaveholders brought them naked to America, changed their names, beat them without mercy, raped the women, and brutalized them. After slavery ended in 1865, blacks were still demonized by denying them their constitutional right to vote, segregating, dehumanizing, and exploiting them, all to satisfy the former slaveholders' passion for wealth and power. In Jesus' day, religious and Roman leaders demonized him to justify their rejection and crucifixion of him. When the religious leaders could not find bona fide witnesses to testify of his guilt, they brought in false witnesses to give false testimony. The leading priests were trying to find evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death. Many false witnesses spoke against him, but they contradicted each other. Finally, some men stood and gave this false testimony. We heard him say, "I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without human hands." True followers of Christ refuse to demonize others, whether for personal, corporate, social, or economic gain.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.